I should stop eating those kind of things, shouldn't I?
But I suppose in a way, though, it's a shame that it's only because it is sentiment rather than morality that stops us eating. I mean, if they've got a bit of a face, you know, I couldn't eat some, as you say, pets, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in the war, getting back to the war, people kept rabbits for meat, didn't they, and protein.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But I mean, that's a tricky one, isn't it? You've got an old rabbit there, you're having a chat to him, and then it's, oh, I'm going to eat him tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's not very good.
No, it's not.
Walking Out with Jonathan Holloway and Liam Grundy.
Even tropical fish, although I know you're not going to get much of a meal out of them.
No, you're not.
But you wouldn't go, oh, tomorrow I'm going to have a few guppies on toast.
Well, what's the difference from the sardines?
There you are. Yeah. There you are.
You know, and I can't eat a ray now.
A what?
A ray. You know.
Manta ray sort of thing.
Yeah, because, you know, that's... what's it called? You know, wings.
Skate
wings.
Ah, right.
That's a ray, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I can't eat that anymore. Because they're really nice-looking things. And, you know, people get in the water with them, don't they? And swim with the rays.
Although there was... Irwin got killed by one, didn't he? Steve Irwin was killed by one.
Yes. Now, he was killed by a particular kind of stingray that has a particularly nasty sting in its tail, and it caught him in the chest, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. So that's...
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't want to eat that afterwards anyway.
No.
Well, I think you're better off sticking to pies, aren't you, really?
Cold meat pies.
Ooh. Well, any meat pie is good.
And then you put it in the oven and heat it up.
Yes.
And the salmonella multiplies.
A butcher's pie, that's what you want.
Oh, God. Best not ask.
I think I'd be going for pie, chips and gravy, I think, if I was my last meal. Because I knew you were going to ask me what mine was.
Ah, pie, chips and gravy.
Gravy, yeah.
What kind of pie? A Fray Bentos pie?
No. It'll be a non-brand. It'll be a butcher's pie. I'll just, whatever butcher's the local butcher
pie.
Is. I'll say,
well, like there used to be a shop. I don't know. It might still be
lamb,
there for
a lamb pie is good.
Yeah, you used to go... There used to be a pie and mash shop in Greenwich.
Mm, that's... The pies are too small and but...
Oh, yeah, well, you always asked for two pies.
Yeah, I know, but I...
And then they put green liquor on it.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm not sure of... I walk away for a bit from that whole tradition. I just go for a good steak and kidney pie or steak pudding with suet. Maybe I'll change it.
Actually, a steak pudding. Now you've said it.
And, of course, the other thing is... Oof. It's never been a better time in history to be condemned to death.
Why?
Well, in the old days, if you said, I'd like steak pudding, chips and gravy, mushy peas.
Yeah.
And a mug of breakfast tea.
Yeah.
And you're stuck out in some prison in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
They're going to go ring down to the old kitchens. And they go, sorry, we haven't got that. Tell him to think of something else. Whereas now, Deliveroo.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the whole world of cuisine.
Yeah.
At your fingertips as your last meal.
Do you think Deliveroo do deliver to prisons?
Oh, yeah. That's where I think a lot of their money is.
Do you?
I mean, if they brought back the death penalty, that would be the time to buy shares in Deliveroo.
I suppose so.
They'd just go through the roof. In fact, they're probably lobbying. They probably have a pressure group lobbying MPs as we speak. Another condemned... last meal. Oh, I didn't want snails. I wanted beans on toast. Well, who's got that? Oh, the bloke who's been condemned to death in the prison next door. Oh, mix up.
I tell you what, it's to find I still have a weakness for the baked beans and little miniature sausages.
Oh, well. Oh, in the can?
In the can.
Well, funny you should say that, because last night I baked beans and the ultimate sausage.
What is the ultimate sausage?
Well, to be honest, it's not as good as the sausage from the local butchers, but Marks and Spencer's do one called the ultimate sausage.
Really?
And yeah, I had the ultimate sausage and some baked beans. It was quite good.
That's taken care of all the... It's taken care of everything, because you're getting your fat to keep you warm in the winter time.
Yeah.
You're getting the protein from the meat. You're getting the roughage from the beans to keep you regular. I would go so far as to say that's a really balanced meal.
Well, do you know the story about the woman who complained to the butcher? She said, look, he said, what's the problem? She says, well, I've just cut into this last night. She says, and this part, this end here,
yeah.
She says, it's just gristle. Yeah. There's no, you know, it's just gristle. It's just like bone and stuff.
Yeah.
He says, well, times are hard, love. It's pretty difficult to make both ends meet these days.
That's quite a good joke.
It's good, isn't it?
That's quite an intellectual joke.
Oh, well, you know, it's got economics in there and everything.
Yeah. What do they call it? Linguistics. It's a linguistic.
It is. It's almost Joycean in its complexity.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So, your Christmas, because I probably won't see you before Christmas.
Oh, won't you? OK.
I don't think so, will we?
Well, is it what? It's a week's time, is it?
I think it is, and I've got some things going on. Probably you have too.
Yeah, OK.
And I was just thinking back, what's your... You know, I was reading in the news and they were saying about, about what's been, what, you know, they always do this thing every year, don't they? There's nothing happening in schools for Christmas and all that carry on.
Whereas,
we know, everyone's doing Christmas things every year.
Yeah.
And as well as other festivals, which is, I think, probably part of the issue that's raised. But yes, always, and there's nativity stuff going on.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, did you have, because I do, but I mean, did you do nativity plays when you were at school, and do you have any particular memories?
Well, I was a shepherd.
Oh.
In a nativity play.
Yeah.
At school. And I remember my mother never really enjoyed doing very much of that kind of stuff, but she slung together a bit of old blanket to go over my shoulders, and I had a
pork and a lamb chop
headscarf around my head, and so on. And I think there was a crook involved.
Oh,
I think my dad might have made a crook. I don't think at that time parents came to see those things, actually.
Well, sometimes it would be an assembly, and sometimes it would be for the parents. And I'm trying to think whether I think it was just in front of the school. I'm not sure where the parents were.
Yeah, I think mine was just in front of the school as well. And now they always say things like, please, parents, don't crowd around to take photographs and stop people being able to see it. We will do some photographs at the end. And
that's, you know, right.
Don't they?
Because it, well, shepherd, yeah?
Yeah, I was shepherd.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's pretty pretty mundane thing
shepherd,
to be.
Shepherd, yeah?
Yeah. Why? Why?
Well, no, you know, nothing.
What are you doing?
Shepherd, yeah?
Shut up. Why? What is... I'm not getting any... innuendo. What were you then?
I don't want to say.
Go on.
I feel a bit bad now saying that, now that you said you were just a shepherd.
You were Joseph?
Oh, no, no, I wasn't...
You were one of the three kings?
Yeah.
Oh, which one were you? They've got names.
Yeah, I think I was Balthazar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Balthazar.
Yeah. Me, Danley Brown, and Anthony Moran. One was Melchior, and the other one was Casper. That's right.
Oh, God.
But I think I was the main one. You know, I think it was the main one. I was moving the action along all the time.
Yeah. Start as you mean to go on.
Yeah. You know, there was the baby Jesus was, you know, that part of the story, it survived as a dramatic device. But
yeah,
really, it was about the three wise men.
Yeah. Okay.
Brilliant casting. It was cast faultlessly.
And would you have said that the Big Bopper was there amongst the highlights of your career on stage?
Funnily enough, I drew from my performance and characterisation of Balthazar. I thought, like all actors do, later on in the career, you think, what could I draw from my life experience? And I suddenly transported back to Wally Range English Martyrs Junior School. And I plucked my performance from that and blew the dust off it, and suddenly there was Bopper, fully formed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. All I can say is wow.
Yeah, the audience was a bit surprised.
Yeah, I bet they were.
with the camel. Yeah, that was... Apparently the Chinese...
Yes?
...believe that one of the... Because they think one of the magi... They don't know whether it's three. They just say it's three because it's gold, frankincense and myrrh. One of them was probably Syrian, possibly Ethiopian.
Oh.
One of them was Arabian.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And one of them was Persian, as it was in those days.
Oh, really?
The Chinese also, from their writings, believe that possibly one of them was Chinese. It's interesting, isn't it? There was no one from Acton or no one from the West, you know. It was all people from where the seats of learning and mathematics and science were coming from.
Yes, well, yeah, and the villains were Romans.
Of course, yeah.
And Jesus himself of Nazareth was a Jewish man. Yeah, it's remarkably un first world, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
It's quite interesting. Some woman was being asked about the boats, the little boats.
Oh, yeah.
And in the light of the season that is upon us...
Yeah.
She made the following... She obviously wasn't happy about the small boats coming across, and she made the following remark. Well... I mean, what do you do when there's no more room at the inn?
Oh, God.
Which I thought, now.
Now that's...
The point was, you can always find room for somebody.
Yeah.
And that was her quote. Well, you know.
God, we live in horrible times.
Yeah. I thought, you numpty, you've missed the whole point.
Really,
you put them up in the stable or in your spare room.
Yeah.
Or my spare room. Yeah.
God, you've got the works now, haven't you? Iceland, Pret-a-Manger, Waterstones.
Megan's.
The guy
who runs that used to run a company called Tossers. No. And it was like salads and things like that, you see. and the people who worked for him had to wear t-shirts that said, I'm a tosser. Here's Dennis the Menace, look.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the sensational Alex Harvey.
Yes.
Myself.
Yes, that's right. Vambo rules. I remember a guy who used to He used to have that written on his school books, Vambo Rules. I think that was, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Right, now I'm going to say goodbye to your good lady wife.
Right, good. I'm glad you said that.
And then take myself off, and I'll see you after Christmas then.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was just saying that. I mean, I might see you before. In fact, I might.
Why don't you have a party?
Well, might. I've got work, and I've got my dad coming down, and there's a few bits need doing. But we could.
Walking out with Jonathan Holloway and Liam Grundy, with music by Liam Grundy, a Fruit People production.